This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. The State Health Department will collaborate with the Colorado School of Public Health to create a new resource to prevent gun violence. It'll have regularly updated and accurate materials regarding gun violence in the state. That includes an interactive dashboard with data related to firearm injury and death. CU's Dr. Emmy Betts says the effort is the first of its kind to feature a partnership among state government, an academic university, and state leaders. After the state took properties to expand I-70, a few lots are still sitting empty. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports that now one Denver community wants them back.
It's unclear why the state took land that would ultimately sit empty. A spokesperson for the project said leftover plots are normal and represent just a fraction of the land taken. But with fears of gentrification in Elyria, Swansea, activists want what was there before: housing. Regulations require that the state sell the land at market value, which will likely be higher than what they paid. Community activists are applying for grants to buy the land. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
And CU's Board of Regents has voted to finalize the contract of new football coach Deion Sanders. The board voted 8-1, with the lone dissenting vote coming from outgoing District 1 Regent Jack Kroll.
The underlying financial model, I believe, is not sustainable.
CU has not yet made the contract public, but some reports say it's worth nearly $30 million over 5 years. The Buffs have had paid costly buyouts to two coaches they have fired since 2018. This is CPR News.